ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Let us quickly read the text from the beginning. Om Vasudevendra Yogindram Natva Jnana Pradam Gurum Mumukshunam Hidarthaya Tatva Bodho Bhidhiyate Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Adhikarinam Moksha Sadhana Bhutam Tattva Viveka Prakaram Vakshyamaha Sadhana Chatushtayam Kim Nitya Nitya Vastu Vivekaha Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekaha Iha Amutra Artha Phalabhoga Viragaha Shamadi Shatka Sampattihi Mumukshutvancha iti Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekaha Kaha Nitya Vastu Yekam Brahma Tad Vyatiriktam Sarvam Anityam Ayameva Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekaha Viragaha Kaha Iha Svargabhogeshu Iccharahityam Shamadishatka Sampattihi Ka Shamaha Damaha Uparamaha Titiksha Shraddha Samadhanancha Iti Shamaha Kaha Mano Nigraha Damaha kaha Chakshuradi Bahya Indriya Nigraha Uparamaha kaha Swadharma Anushtana Meva Titikshaka Shita Ushna Sukha Dukkhadi Sahishnutvam Shraddha Kidrushi Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha Shraddha Samadhanam Kim Chittaye Kagrata Chittai Kagrata Mukshutvam Kim Mokshaha Mebhuyat Mokshaha Mebhuyat Iti Icha Yetat Sadhana Chatushtayam. So first topic of Tattvabodha ends here. Fourfold qualification. Then Tattva Vivekaha Kaha Atma Satyam Tad Anyat Sarvam Mithya Iti Jnanam Tattva Vivekaha. Atma kaha sthula sukshma karana shariraad vyatirittaha. Most important question, isn't it? All the questions are understood. Ultimately, to understand the answer for this question. Atma kaha. So what is atma? Sthula Sukshma Karana Shariraad Vyatirittaha Panchakosha Atitaha Sun. Sun is what? Being Panchakosha Atita Sun Avasthatraya Sakshi Satchidananda Swarupa San யஹ திஷ்டதி ச ஆத்மா. நவ் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் ஸ்தூல ஷரீரம் கிம். Why should we know what is sthula shariram? Because we must understand what atma is not. We must be convinced of the fact what atma is not. In order to arrive at what atma is, it is very important to understand first what atma is not. Because the whole problem is, we mistake anatma for the atma. Mistaking anatma for the atma, what is anatma? Anything and everything which is not atma is anatma. The non-atma is anatma. Not that we want to mistake helplessly, choicelessly. So it's very important to understand what atma is not. Now we know that there is ignorance of the atma. Because we do not know what atma is, helplessly anatma, the non-self, is mistaken for the atma. Therefore, what atma is not must become very clear. Therefore, anatma is analyzed first. And here we understand sthula shariram kim panchi krita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam buddhischa eka manascha ekam buddhischa eka evam saptadasha kalabhihi saha கலாபிஹி சஹ. திருத்தியா பகுவச்சனம் வித் சஹ. கலாபிஹி சஹ யத் திஷ்டதி தத் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம். சோ தட் இஸ் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம். தத் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம், ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் இட் செல்ஃப், சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் அ ஃபார்ம். வாட் இஸ் சரீரம்? சப்டல் பாடி டசன்ட் ஹேவ் அ ஃபார்ம். And we use the term body or shariram because it indwells the gross body which has a form. Gross body has a form, solid, heavy, and the subtle aspects which indwell the gross body together are given a name, subtle body. Really speaking, subtle body, there's no such a thing called subtle body with a form. But we have to understand that many subtle aspects which form subtle body. And there are saptadasha kalaha. There are 17 subtle aspects. 17 subtle aspects are saptadasha kalaha. And all of them together form sukshma shariram, subtle body, which indwell the body. And even though, why do we call them subtle? Because they're imperceptible. If they are not available for sense perception, therefore they are subtle, sukshma. But still, they are available for thought perception. They are available for objectification. And also objects of knowledge. All your sense powers are known to you. Your seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, everything is known to you. So also all five powers of organs of actions, the power in your hands, because of which you're able to, you know, the activity with the hands is possible. The power in your legs, the power in your organ of speech, the power in the excretory organ, the power in your reproductive organ. These are all physical parts and where the physical activities are happening. But these physical activities are possible because of subtle imperceptible powers. And those powers are karma indriyani, so 10 aspects. I also said 5 physiological functions governing 5 different systems. Respiration, digestion, circulation, retention, excretion, etc. And these 5 physiological functions one vital are governing the five different functions, five different systems, or he is given five different names as pranaha. We are going to see that later on. So five physiological functions, pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. We'll be seeing them anyway. Elaborately, we're going to understand them. And here, manaha cha ekam, ekam manaha, eka buddhihi. Why eka buddhihi? The buddhi is a feminine gender word. Manaha is a neutral gender word. Ekam manaha, eka buddhihi. Are there two different compartments or what? No. Same, there are varieties of thoughts which constitute an internal instrument of what is called antahkaranam. And we separate these thoughts, some thoughts together taken to be the intellect, and some thoughts together form the mind. What are all those thoughts? We understand anyway. See, all emotions, fear, anxiety, jealousy, hatred, anger, likes and dislikes, all of them form the manaha. Even dilemma, dip, doubt, confusion, all mind. Then fortitude, clarity regarding anything, knowledge, cognition, they all also thoughts only. They form the intellect. And all these are known to you. Your anger is known to you. Your fear is known to you. Your anxiety is known to you. Your jealousy, hatred, anger, likes and dislikes are known to you. What you like, what you don't like is known to you. Similarly, your knowledge is known to you. Your ignorance is known to you. Your knowledge of English language is known to you. Your ignorance of Tamil is known to you. Except Tamil people, okay? Majority is non-Tamil. That's why I'm using Tamil. So ignorance is known to you. You know you do not know Tamil. You know English. So ignorance is known to you. Your knowledge is known to you. So it means your intellect is known to you. We will understand very thoroughly mind and intellect later on. Don't be in a hurry. Now what you need to understand is mind also is object of your knowledge. Intellect is object of your knowledge. Let me say mind is an object of knowledge. Intellect is an object of knowledge. Five physiological functions are objects of knowledge. So sense powers are objects of knowledge. Even powers of organs of action are objects of knowledge, which means all these 17 aspects are objects of knowledge, which form the subtle body, which indwell the gross body. So which is not known there. Therefore, and is what is subtle body. We only understand the basic now. Each and every word is going to be analyzed further. We'll understand subtle body more clearly, much more clearly later on. And Atma is not this subtle body also means you must be convinced here that Atma is not. What is Atma? The reality, the innermost essence of the individual, the substance of the content of the substantive I definitely is not any of the inexplicably subtle factors which constitute subtle body. It must be conviction. Okay, now to understand very clearly what is subtle body, further questions are, further explanation is there. Let us read those state sentences now. Shrotram one thing is very clear. Subtle aspects are also products of elements, elemental products only. Only thing is, they're subtle elements. They're products of subtle elements. Gross body is a product of gross elements. Subtle body, all subtle aspects are products of subtle elements. We are going to understand the difference between subtle elements and gross elements in the following lessons. Now we understand, let us understand. What are these? What do we mean by saying jnana indriyani? What are subtle, inexplicably subtle five sense powers? Powers of organs of, powers of sense organs, are powers of organs of knowledge. Subtle powers. When you say, when you use the word organ, immediately it makes you think of something gross. That's why I repeat, subtle power. Sukshma shaktihi. Sukshma shaktihi. Subtle power. Power means it is imperceptible. But you can understand the power being manifest. So what are five sense powers? Look at this. Shrotram. Twak. Chakshu. Why twak chakshu together? Dual. Twak chakshu. Rasana. Ghranam. Shrotram. Twak chakshu. Rasana. Ghranam. Shrotram. Twak chakshu. Rasana. Ghranam. Iti. Pancha. Jnana indriyani, jnanendriyani. You're all experts in gunasandhi now. You all know what gunasandhi means. So akara, prasikara, ekaraha. So jnanendriyani, kani. The question. Jnanendriyani, kani. What are subtle sense powers? Because of the presence of which this perception is possible. Without these powers being functional, there cannot be something called perception of the external world of objects at all. The minus subtle sense powers, external world of objects will remain covered in darkness of ignorance. They can never shine. The external world enjoys the status of being existent because it shines. It shines. The world, all the world shines in the form of fivefold objects, perceptible through five different sense powers. It's form, color, sound, taste, touch, etc. Imagine minus sense powers, the external world would have been non-existent. Would be as good as non-existent. Therefore, that's why they're known as sense powers. The power through which you sense the existence of what is outside. So, shrotram means shrotram is a shrotra indriyam. Shrotram is a subtle power of hearing. Even though in Sanskrit language, shrotram you have learnt as ear. Ear means what? Here includes Golakam and Indriyam. But here Shrotram, actually the power of hearing. Then Twak. Twak is a power of touch, obtaining and skin all over the body. So Chakshu. Chakshu literally you would understand as eye. But here Chakshu is power of seeing, obtaining in your Golakam, called eye. Here Rasana. Power of taste obtaining in your tongue. Ghranam. Ghranam means nose, but ghranam does not mean just the physical nose. Ghranam means the power of smelling, obtaining in this nose, the gross physical part. Remember, gross physical part is golakam, which is perceptible, which is part of physical body, but the power of smelling, which is there in your nose, is what? Indriyam. Granam, they are pancha jnana indriyani. You have to understand the five subtle sense powers are distinct from the gross physical parts, the eyes and the seeing power, ear and the hearing power, nose and the power of smelling, tongue and the power of taste, skin the power of touch. The five different powers obtaining in five different lokas, Golakani, or Jnanendriyani, and each and every sense power is known to you. Each and every power is an object of knowledge. Instead of saying known to you or known by you, you can better understand each sense power is an object of knowledge. Which means there's a knower which is distinct from the known sense power. That knower is Atma. We'll see the next one. Not only this subtle power, there's a corresponding devata for each subtle power. What's a devata here? See, every individual has a seeing power. The seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, etc., obtaining in every individual is called indriyam. The total corresponding total power is called devata. See, devata is a name attributed to any natural phenomenon. You must know the meaning of the word devata or devaha or daivam. We have synonyms. Devata, devaha or daivam. These three words, daivam is a neutral gender word. Devata is a feminine gender word. Devaha is a masculine gender word, which means in English they translate this word as deity. D-E-I-T-Y, deity. But deity in English translation, that's all. But what does it mean actually? Any natural phenomenon looked upon as the manifestation of knowledge or illumination of consciousness is given the title devata. Now, the name devata is given to a corresponding total power of each power, individual power. If you are endowed with the seeing power, every individual seeing power is what? Indriyam. And every one of us have seeing power. We are all blessed with the indriyam. And a corresponding total power is called devata. Now, individual seeing power is chakshuhu. And the totality of seeing power is what? The seeing power obtaining in all the beings is devata. So, like that, shrotram, shrotrasya shrotrasya dik devata. So, dik is the devata, the corresponding total power of, the corresponding total power, devata of hearing power is dik. Twachaha vayuhu. Twak, if you see, shrotrasya positive case. Similarly, twachaha positive case, twak means nominative, twachaha possessive. So vayuhu is the devata of the individual power of touch. The totality of power of touch is vayuhu. Individual power of touch is called twak. Similarly, the totality of seeing power is given the name Suryaha, sun. So Suryaha is the devata of the seeing power. The individual seeing power is Surya, Chakshuhu. The totality of seeing power, otherwise called devata, is Suryaha. Rasanayaha Varunaha. Rasana. சி ரசனாயாஹ த்வச்சஹ சக்ஷுஷஹ ஸ்ரோத்ரஸ்ய. ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் பொசசிவ் கேஸ். ஸ்ரோத்ரஸ்ய த்வச்சஹ சக்ஷுஷஹ ரசனாயாஹ க்ராணஸ்ய. You can see all these words are in possessive case. Now, rasanayaha varunaha. So the total, the corresponding total power of taste obtaining in your tongue is varunaha. Granasya, we'll say English meaning of later on. Now understand Sanskrit words first. கிராணஸ்ய அஸ்வினௌ. There's a power of smelling obtaining and a part of every individual's nostrils. And here the corresponding devata is அஸ்வினௌ. The two, அஸ்வினௌ, are the devatas of the power of smelling. இதி ஞான இந்திரிய தேவதாஹ. Why totality suddenly brought here? How your seeing power is an object of knowledge. So the seeing power obtaining, you know, in all the living beings, all the individuals, also is what? Actually object of knowledge. Not only that, all of them are material products. How you are seeing power? So the seeing power of anybody, all the powers are elemental products. Okay, subtle elemental products. Okay, now not only you know the subtle individual powers, you also know the corresponding total power of each sense power, which is given the name devata. Shrotrasya dig devata twachaha vayuhu vayu devata chakshushaha surya devata. I'm adding devata. ரசனாயாஹா வருண தேவதா க்ராணஸ்ய அஸ்வினௌ தேவதே இதி ஞான இந்திரிய தேவதாஹ. ஞான இந்திரிய தேவதாஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தேர் ஆர் தேவதாஸ் கரஸ்பாண்டிங் டோட்டல் பவர் பவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ரெஸ்பெக்டிவ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் சட்டில் பவர். ஓகே, நவ் understand literally. Now we will see the explanation further later on. I want to get the words first. We'll understand devata, everything further again. Now what does each sense power do? What is the function of each sense power? Each sense power is involved in its corresponding function, associated with the corresponding function. That is said in the following sentence. And we have to understand this, the function, not only the power is object of knowledge, the function associated with the each sense power also is object of knowledge. See now, Shrotrasya Vishayah. Shrotrasya Vishayah. Vishayah means object. Object of knowledge. Object perceptible through the ear. Object of knowledge of the ear. What is the object associated with the power of hearing? The object of power of hearing is shabda grahanam, perception of the sound. perception of the sound, shabda grahanam. Grahanam, perception of the sound, is the object of the power of hearing. Shrotrasya vishayaha shabda grahanam. Perception of sound is the object of the ear. Then dvachaha vishayaha sparsha grahanam. Dvachaha vishayaha sparsha grahanam. So perceiving grahanam, perceiving, understanding. Grahanam has many meanings, but here perceiving or perception of touch, sparshaha means touch, is the object of touch, power of touch. The object associated with the power of touch is the perception of touch. The chakshushaha vishayaha rupa grahanam. Vishayaha. So perception of the form is the function of the seeing power. Rasanayaha vishayaha rasagrahanam. Rupam form. Rupasya grahanam. Rupa grahanam. Shabdasya grahanam. Shabda grahanam. Sparshasya grahanam. Sparsha grahanam. Grahanam, perception of the sound, is the function of the power of hearing. Perception of the touch is the function of the skin, power of touch. The perception of the form is the function of seeing power. Rasa, rasasya grahanam, rasanayaha vishayaha. Please be careful here. Rasana, power of taste. Rasaha, object of taste. Okay? So, rasasya grahanam, rasagrahanam, perception of taste is the function of the power of tasting, the power of taste. The power of taste is rasana, obtaining in the golakam called tongue. But the object of taste is what? Rasaha. So rasagrahanam. Ghranasya vishayaha gandhagrahanam. Gandaha, smell. Gandhasya grahanam, gandhagrahanam, compound word. So, perception of smell is the function of the power of smelling. Which means each power is associated with its own specific function of perceiving a specific object. So it sounds like kindergarten lesson. So the word vishaya literally means object. The word vishaya should be understood as function also. What is the specific function each power is associated with? Each power is associated with the function of perceiving a corresponding object. Okay, now we have completed what? 5 subtle sense powers and their corresponding total powers as devatas, then their functions and object of their object perceptible through their function. We understood that now. Now we'll move on to கர்ம இந்திரியாணி. Listen, now what are those five powers of organs of actions? Organs of knowledge also have subtle powers. Organs of actions also have subtle powers. I told you, Indriyam is an imperceptible subtle power. Look at this. Walk, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upasthani, Iti. Break it. Walk, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upasthani, Iti. Walk, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upasthani, Iti. Walk, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upasthani, Iti. Panchakarmendriyani. There are five subtle, imperceptible powers which are also products of subtle elements obtaining in the five physical parts. And these powers serve as instruments of actions. What are those powers? So the power of speech, the power of speech obtaining in your throat, it's called vak. Vak means speech, but vak also means the power because of the presence of which speaking is possible. The act of speaking, it is not function here, act of speaking. Act of speaking is possible because of a given specific subtle imperceptible power. Obtaining in your throat is what? Vak Indriyam, Vagindriyam, Vagindriyam, the power of speech. Then Pani, Panihi, Ikarantaha Pullinga, Pani Shabdaha. Pani means jewel. Two hands. This is Pani. Do you remember all those words? Shankapani, Chakrapani, Gadapani, Pinakapani, Dandapani, Kodandapani. Okay. Now Pani, hand, is it? Now both Pani, two hands. In two hands, there's a subtle power because of which you're able to fold your hands, lift your hands, hold things in your hands. All activities you do with your hands are possible because of this particular power obtaining in your hands. That called Pani Indriyam, Pani Indriyam. So Vagindriyam, then Pani Indriyam. Similarly, in both the feet, you have physical feet. The feet are able to move around, run. You are able to run, walk, move. Everything you are able to do. The act of running, walking, etc. Throwing, kicking, etc. Everything is possible because of the given power. You see the feet, physical feet, but you cannot see the power in your hand, the legs, through your physical eyes. With your physical eyes, you can see your hands, but you can't see subtle power in your hands. The imperceptible power is Pani Indriyam. Imperceptible power is Pada Indriyam. Similarly, Payu, Upastham, Payu, the power in your excretory organ. Upastham, the power in your reproductory organ. All these five subtle powers, because of which physical activities are possible, and they are Pancha Karma Indriyani. There are five organs of actions. Now, what are the devatas, corresponding devatas? I'll stop with Karmendriyani today. Because, sorry for this disruption, and we'll have Sanskrit class. Vachaha Devata Vannihi. See, Vannihi means Agnihi. Vannihi ityukte Agnihi. Vak. Na, watch. You must understand the what. You must find out the homework for you, Sanskrit students. Vachaha Devata Vannihi. The correspond devata of the power of speech. Vak is the individual power of speech. The total power of speech, the devata, corresponding devata is Vannihi, Agnihi, fire. Fire is the devata. That is why sometimes our words are very hot. Hot and harsh. Devata is fire. Vannihi means fire. Who is the devata of this organ, the power of speech? Vannihi. Agni Devata. We have to worship Agni Devata so that our words will not be very hot and harsh. Okay.
Agni.
Yeah. Then Hastayoho Indraha. Hastayoho Indraha. In both the hands, you have the power. Pani Indriyam and Indraha is the devata of the power in your hands, both the hands. Padayoho Vishnuhu. See, Vishnuhu, you also understand Vishnu as Ishvara, but here Vishnu is a devata. Vishnuhu is the corresponding devata of the power in your both the feet. Pada Indriyam. Vishnu is the devata. Payoho Mrityuhu. Payoho Mrityuhu. Your Mrityuhu, Lord Death. Mrityuhu is the devata of excretory organ. The act of excretion. The power of excretion. Upasthasya Prajapatihi. Prajapatihi is the devata of the power of reproductory organ. So now you know five subtle powers of organs of actions and the corresponding total powers, devatas. Iti karma indriya devataha. Okay. I'm going to read quickly other one and I'll stop. About the class today. Sorry for the interruption, the disruption today. Next class we'll take care of it. Okay. Vachaha Vishayaha. Vacho Vishayo Bhashanam. Vacho Vishayo Bhashanam. Vachaha Vishayaha Bhashanam. So speaking. It's a gerund here, isn't it? Speaking. Our speech is the act of the power of organ of speech. What is the function? The power of organ of speech involved in the act of speaking. Similarly, panyoho vishayaha vastugrahanam. See, vastugrahanam. Vastugrahanam means holding holding on to objects, holding the objects, carrying the objects, holding the objects in your hand is what? Is the act of holding the object, is the action or action of the power or power of your hands. Padayoho vishayaha gamanam. Gamanam, moving, movement is the action. The act of moving is the action of the power of activity obtaining in your feet. Both the feet. Padayoho vishayaha gamanam. What is the power, subtle, imperceptible power obtaining in your two feet, both the feet does? What does it do? Because of the presence of which the act of moving, going, walking, etc. is possible. Gamanam means going or moving. Payoho vishayaha malat. Tyagaha. What is the act of excretion, evacuation? The act of excretion or evacuation of the power obtaining in an organ of excretion or excretory organ is what? Evacuation of the digested malatyagaha. Digested food, you know, is the shit from the body has to be put out. That is malatyagaha. Upasthasya vishayaha anandaha iti. So then the act of the reproduction, the reproductory organ, anandaha, this karmendriyani, again I'll continue next class. I wait to teach you karmendriyani. I'll redo again next class, then I'll continue. Okay, I have not yet completed karmendriyani. I will continue again karmendriyani next class. We have to understand individual powers. The corresponding total power is devata, then their functions and actions. Okay? They are associated with the powers and powers. So we'll understand all of them next class clearly. Before we move on to the Karna Shariram, I'll see that you'll be thorough with these aspects. Now what is the lesson? All these we are understanding, all these what we have discussed until now, are all objects of knowledge. They're all material products. Doesn't matter, the products of subtle matter or gross matter, subtle elements or gross elements, they're all elemental products. They are of the nature of inertness. They do not have life of their own, sentience of their own, existence of their own. And they're all objects of knowledge. Which means they're very, all these are dependent on the subject of knowledge, the knower, for their very existence. Which means the knower, I am Atma. The knower, I is Atma. Distinct from the known, all these powers, subtle powers, the individual powers, the total powers, even their functions, their activities. Is it clear? So Atma is not any of the powers. Atma is not any of the functions. Atma is not any of the objects of perception or object of action. Atma is not any function, not any action. Atma is distinct from function, action, the powers and their objects. So we'll see, we'll continue this lesson next class. I'm going to start the Sanskrit class, just 2 minutes time.